Welcome back to the show, episode 2. I have to say, it suits you well.
Thank you. I've never worn this jersey before, first time. But I feel like since I'm married to Croatian that, you know, it's time.
Well, we're talking about today how, like, the Dutch notoriously kind of just blend in.
Yeah, we don't have, like, these big, like, get-togethers and festivals and sing our music and eat the food, but the Croatians do, so...
So today we're talking about obviously the game tomorrow. We're going to spend a little bit of time
Which
there.
Which game?
The World Cup final. Everyone knows. Everyone who's watching this knows that Croatia's playing France tomorrow and that I'm Croatian because of all the influx of messages that I got when they beat England.
This is true.
In the semifinals. We're talking about what... So the purpose of the show, let's go back to that because we're in a rush. I totally forgot the intro. You're stressing me out. By the way, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. We're going to a wedding after this today, so
yeah,
starting to get ready, hence makeup and hair.
Yes, yes. So this week we're going to be talking about Rochelle's rules for feeding the kids vegetables. Did I say that right?
Sure.
Yep. We're going to be watching the game if you want to come join us tomorrow. And a goodbye. We should get like sponsored by Costco.
I know.
Costco, if you're listening to this, we want sponsorship. We would love it. So first of all, we're going to be watching the game tomorrow at the Croatia Club. London, Croatia, 1994 Westminster Drive here in London. The boys are great. It is such a great family-friendly, positive atmosphere.
Everybody's welcome. It's not just for Croatian people.
No,
you're
not at
being
all.
Welcomed with open arms and you will have the best time of your life.
Watching us go crazy. Like, yes. Nutso. What do you want to talk about next? Your rules or the avocado?
Okay, so one of the things that's been coming up in our household with the boys is that they've become really picky eaters. And I like set out with baby led weaning with them in the hopes that they weren't going to become picky eaters. I didn't want to be making 7 meals every time.
I think it's outside sources.
What do you mean? That's influencing their choices?
Yeah, partly.
Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from.
I just don't want to blame myself.
That's true. Anyways, they're really picky lately. Anything that I make for them, they will push it away and say, ew. And it's, I'm going to put up a post on my Instagram this week. You guys can check it out more in detail on that. But it's part maddening, it pisses me off, and it's also nice. Really disheartening. And so I'm just trying everything I can to start introducing some vegetables back into their life. Mm-hmm. I'm not big beating myself up about it, but my rule is I'm going to try one new vegetable with them every week. Every single meal, I'm going to make them a vegetable. Whether they eat it or not, that's fine, but I'm going to put it on their plate and just keep trying.
How long have you been doing it for?
Last week was the first week. I mean, I've always tried to give them vegetables, but since they've started on this pushing the food away and saying ew, I haven't bothered because I'm getting frustrated and I'm tired of throwing food
away. Okay, so you did it this week.
Yes.
And we did, you know, whatever, 7 days, how'd they do?
So 3 times they didn't eat anything, mm-hmm. and 2 times they ate.
Oh,
they
that's
ate
amazing.
Vegetables.
So almost 50%.
That's 2 more servings of vegetables than they had. And
I get to eat the rest.
That's right.
So it's a win-win.
That's right. I just throw the extras into our salad. And so I'll keep you guys updated on my Instagram account, how that's going, and just little strategies that are working for our family, or what's not working.
Or what we're trying. Okay, what else do we got?
What did you want to talk about next?
Talk about that.
Okay. I love introducing new products to you guys. It may not be a new product, but it's a product that, you know, helps our family stay on track with eating healthy and saving time and saving money. And we love to eat Mexican food, in particular guacamole. We eat it with every meal. And I don't know about you guys, but whenever I feel like eating guacamole, I never have ripe avocados. It takes a lot of planning to have the perfect avocados to make your guacamole. Sometimes I'll buy it pre-made. And I brought one from Superstore a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I turned it around, and one of the second ingredients on it was sugar. So that was a little surprising to me, because I didn't really want to have the extra sugar in my guacamole. Mm-hmm. So I found one at Costco, and it's this one right here. You'll see it in their cooler, and there's 3 packs in here, all real food ingredients. There's maybe 6 ingredients on here. It's just avocados, and tomatoes, and cilantro, and lime, and salt. So I'm totally good with eating that. There's 3 individual packages, so it doesn't go bad really fast, and it's all real food, and I love it. We love it.
And the last thing before we go rush and get ready is you want to talk about where you got your dress from.
Oh, it's all me sharing
all
my
you.
Stuff. So So like I said, I love sharing like good finds that I come across in the city. And I was looking for a dress for the wedding that we're going to today, and I just wasn't happy with anything that I was finding. And someone had told me about the store Jordan Stewart downtown on Richmond Street, and I just popped in and I was blown away. I had the most amazing service there. I had a girl help me that was just so lovely, and I really wish I could remember her name, but I don't. She helped me find so many really awesome styles that were suited towards me. They have the best clothes there, really high quality, beautiful dresses, and not like anything I've ever seen before. So I was able to find a great dress there. And I just want to tell everyone about that store. Go check it out if you have an event coming up, or even if you just want some new cool clothes, go check it out. So Jordan Stewart on Richmond Street.
What size is your dress?
It's a size small.
Fitness goals. Booyah. Anything else?
That's it.
Have a good week. I hope, I really do hope you guys come to the club tomorrow just to see me act like an idiot, if anything else. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for watching, guys.
And we'll talk to you next week.